Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Five. Good evening. Monday, fresh week at Gimme Five. Absolutely nobody on top of the leaderboard. And the chance for you to be glorious and victorious. End of week prize is a GA jersey of your choice. Whatever county you want, we'll get it for you. No problem. Even if you're from Mayo. There's always next year. May as well get the jersey now.
Yeah, you want to be sorted and in good time. But maybe you're thinking, I haven't heard how this game works before. It's not a board game that I can play or whip out that I might be familiar with. Well, here is where myself and Dave go head to head, because we like to put each other on the spot, but also just to show you how the game is played.
Correct. 10 seconds go on the clock. A random question will be given and 5 answers are required. Fionnuala, not to put you under pressure, I'd like you to ask me first, because the question I have for you, debatable.
Oh, love it. Okay, I'd like a nice controversial question. The one I have for you is very straightforward. In 10 seconds, please give me 5. Herbs or spices, go.
Oregano. Thyme. Paprika. Buffalo spice.
Oh. Come on.
Garlic powder.
Well done. Buffalo spice, he says to me.
There is a buffalo spice.
I just need to look it up. I'm not aware of it. A buffalo spice mix. Yeah, absolutely. I'll take it. Where was your basic basil?
I wouldn't be fond of basil, no.
We should throw it on a few things, no?
No.
Bit of parsley?
Yeah.
Love a few chives on scrambled eggs.
Ooh, love a few chives.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Look, I know that Dave is a good cook, a good chef. So I thought, you know what? Let's see how well up he is on his herbs and spices. And nailed it.
It's a very odd thing to try and to be staring at your own spice rack from miles away to see what's on it.
How old is the oldest spice or herb you think you have in that
There's
cupboard?
Ones there 3 years and they are rock solid.
There's garam masala in my press and I'm just saying, it's got one use.
I tried to make a chicken curry from absolute scratch. I mean, not going and getting the tub of O'Donnell's curry.
Yeah.
I mean, from scratch. The spices could have cost 25, 30 euro. And they're still there. And they're rock solid. Thank you, O'Donnell's, for just taking the hassle out of curry. Hashtag not an ad.
So Dave has promised me a slightly debatable question. Let's hear what it is.
In 10 seconds or less, please, can you give me 5 things you could scratch an itch with?
Your own hands.
Correct.
You could use your foot if the scratch was on your leg. You could.
Correct.
A back scratcher thing. You could use a nail file. Could you? No, that'd be sore.
It'd be sore, but if you'd done it gently, it would be acceptable.
Okay, 4 things you could scratch an itch with. Yeah, okay, I'm happy with that. Because I can't think of a 5th.
I was inspired by seeing a cow with an actual thing that you can buy. It looks like a yard brush, but it's circular and the cows can go up and scratch themselves on it.
Oh my God, yes, an actual scratching post. Cats have them as well for their claws, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, oh, an actual scratching post.
If you said anything, it's possible. This water bottle, I can scratch myself with it.
Don't.
You can, though.
Don't drink out of it then after.
You could do it with your debit card or your credit card. You could do it with a toothbrush, a chapstick, a plastic knife, keys. You can scratch yourself with anything, Fionnuala. Anything.
Just reminded me.
Except live electricity.
No.
That's foolish.
I was in getting my hair done last week, and when I was at the basin getting the hair washed.
Yes.
My hairdresser, without a word, came along with one of those head scratcher things.
Oh.
Well, to say I nearly died. It was the best feeling.
Oh my God. What kind of sensual hairdresser are you going to?
Thank you, Aisling.
Do they offer extra services like that? My God. This is Gimme 5. Heard the game? Want to play? We'd love you on. 5. Hello. This is our game called Gimme 5. Time for the first score to be put on the board. Surely we won't have a 0. That'd be disastrous. Emma, hello. What part of the country are you in?
Letterkenny.
How's all in Letterkenny?
We're good. No rain so far.
Are you mentally and physically prepared for the Donegal International Rally?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Are you working over the weekend? What's your plans?
Oh, yes, working always. Avoiding, being out on that night.
What do you do for work?
Working Pulse.
In Pulse?
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing the door or the cloakroom, so I'm going to be in the mix of them all.
Are you security?
No. No, I'd be on the ticket box to the nightclub.
Can we pay our sympathies now for the weekend that you're about to experience?
Yeah, it's
going to
be disgusting.
Oh, God. No, Emma, there'll be some positivity to it.
I don't know.
Come on now.
You talk to the people who work in Letterkenny over the rally weekend, and there's no hope in those eyes, only sadness.
Yeah, no, you can't even move. Like, you can't even drive around the town. You're better, like, parking your car and just walking.
That is mental. We wish you the best of luck. This will be some light relief before the heavy weekend that is upon you on Gimme 5.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, maybe don't thank us too early until you hear what category you have got. Are you ready to play, Emma?
Yeah.
The 10 seconds are being got ready for you to please give me five. Cities in Spain. Go.
Madrid, Barcelona, Malaga, Valencia, and sugar. I'll be fair. I'll count it.
Oh, Emma. Are we have to bring the stewards in, do we?
Alicante is definitely Spain, isn't it?
Alicante is Spain. But Albufeira is not Portugal. Spain.
We can call that a four. That's a very solid four.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Emma. You started so strongly with the ones I think most of us would have gone for, Madrid and Barcelona, and it was just getting to the end that didn't quite get there.
Oh.
Fours have won the week before, Emma, so not all hope is lost.
Okay.
Who's there in the background? Giving
my
you
mom.
Who is, sorry?
My mom.
Oh, your mom, okay. She trying to egg you on.
Yeah. Well, my brother lives in Madrid, so that was a guarantee.
Nice. Is your mother going to be out in Pulse nightclub this weekend?
Oh, gee, I wouldn't think so, not.
You won't be letting her in anyways on the door. She won't be even allowed paying.
Yeah.
Emma, the best of luck this weekend.
Perfect, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Emma from Letterkenny, working in Letterkenny this weekend. It's very hard to describe the madness of the Donegal Rally weekend in Letterkenny. It's very hard to explain. I'll try. The nightclubs open about 6:30, 7 o'clock, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
In the evening?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
There's queues round and round and round streets to get into the nightclubs. Traffic is absolutely diabolical. I mean, think of All Ireland final day in Dublin. It wouldn't have a patch on the traffic that'll be around Letterkenny. And it's twofold. There are people who go to the actual motorsport event, like myself, and there are those that go to Bap 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 over the weekend and dance to the Tumbling Paddies and One for the Road, and there's lots of brown boots. It is a cultural experience like no other in this country.
I'm glad you're describing it in that note, because yeah, the traffic might be bad and places might be wedged and all, but look, yeah, it is something that Letterkenny is so associated with. So as the countdown heads to this weekend, if you're going, we hope you enjoy it.
Oh, and Valerie has just reminded us that the match is on in Ballybuffet as well. Is that Saturday?
Stop.
I think that's Sunday.
That would be a Sunday match, if I can just revert back to the sports listings from this afternoon. Yeah, Donegal at home to Louth from 4 on Sunday.
Big jobs on. First score of the week on Gimme 5 is a 4. Can it be beat? Absolutely. Who can do it? You, tomorrow.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6. I